You're listening to Christian Audio's production of Unshaken, Real Faith in Our Faithful God by Crawford Loritz. This book is read by Crawford Loritz. This audio recording was produced in 2015 by Christian Audio, which owns the copyright. No portion of this recording may be reproduced for any reason without prior written consent from Christian Audio. This edition is published by Christian Audio under an agreement with Good News Publishers, Crossway Books, and Bibles. Based on Unshaken, copyright 2015 by Crawford Loritz. Please visit christianaudio.com, facebook.com/christianaudio, or twitter.com/christianaudio to offer your impressions of this work and to explore additional titles. To Fellowship Bible Church, I'm so grateful to God for tying our hearts together and for the great joy and privilege it is to serve you. Preface. Without faith, there is no Christianity and no Christian living. Faith places the glory, power, and presence of God on display for the world to see and its followers to experience. Faith makes God's people noble, divinely regal, and at the same time compellingly attractive. While others crash and burn, faith pilgrims keep moving. These pilgrims are resilient because they know they belong to another world. No matter what happens, they are driven by the pleasure of God and captured by the power and presence of the Ancient of Days. Daniel chapter 7, verse 9. Through God's strength and power, they refuse to be defined by circumstances or what happens to them. But to the contrary, their faith redeems and redefines their circumstances. And so it should be for us. But what should be is not always our reality. There is not a follower of Christ who does not at times struggle to reconcile what he knows about God and the seemingly insurmountable challenges and uncertainties he faces. We become fearful, discouraged, and at times frustrated because our faith, frankly, lets us down. That's why I've written this book. It is my prayer that as you walk through the pages of this book, our great God will pour encouragement into your heart and strengthen your resolve to both believe and act on what he says. The content of this book is largely framed by a series of messages I preached several years ago at Fellowship Bible Church, where I serve as the senior pastor. My heart was humbled, moved, and deeply encouraged by the response of the people and the apparent way in which the Holy Spirit used the messages to strengthen the faith of many in our congregation. So I share these things with you. Although I gave those messages several years ago, the Lord made sure that what I am sharing with you in this book is real and fresh in my life. I've written a number of books through the years, but I have never experienced more distractions, challenges, and crises in a given period of time than I did while writing this book. Often the very emphasis or truth I was writing about was exactly what I needed to hear and apply. The book itself was a call for me to exercise faith. Before we get started, I want to point out that I have not tried to define faith. There's a good reason for this. The Bible does not define faith. However, it describes faith, and I believe that its description of faith will resonate with our hearts and provide clarity. It is difficult for me to define my love for my wife, Karen, but I can describe it in such a way that its meaning is unmistakably clear. So it is with faith. Please keep these two foundational perspectives in mind as you read these pages. First, our journey in this life is about what God wants to do through our lives, not about our using God to accomplish our dreams. Second, our impact and effectiveness as followers of Christ is in direct proportion to our faith-filled obedience as we face the challenges and opportunities God places before us. May our great God fill your heart and mind with such a glorious vision of his power and love that you will see him as greater than all of your fears and more than sufficient to meet all of your needs. Every book I've written has been a team effort, and Unshaken is no exception. First, I am grateful to God for those who encouraged me to put what was on my heart on paper. God used what I shared in sermon form to bless and encourage many people in our church, as well as those who listen to my messages via podcast and the internet. The response stirred in me a desire to put those sermons in book form. This is my first book project with Crossway Books. It is a joy.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?